Nice people today. John Bishop,
yep.
Greg Davis and Will Carlin.
Yeah.
For your weekly berating of a once great sportsman humiliated by you on a weekly basis.
He told me yesterday that he made up that story about the granddad to make me feel bad about calling him out on air as a plastic Mac fan.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Said he made it up. So he was telling him really going, he was a war hero, and to hear him sunny like this, that's a bit too much.
Yeah, I know. Step too far, even for Will Carling.
And then I just got a lot of abuse on Twitter going, actually, that's how I got my sports team. My dad or granddad took me. I said,
he's having a can of worms.
That's how I got mine.
From a lie.
Can of worms.
That's how I got my dad used to take me and watch the reserves to play as well. It was that bad. I think that's why I never became a dancer, because when I was supposed to be at ballet, I think my dad used to take me to watch Newcastle Reserves instead.
Newcastle Reserves.
So I didn't progress.
Newcastle Reserves.
Your career was stifled at first.
It was.
Yeah, I was going to watch some movies. What's the red button?
So what about poor old Spurs then? Real Madrid.
I think it's great for them though. I think to have a team like that
Harry won't be saying that.
If you're going to be in the Champions League, you've got to play the big boys, haven't you? So I think it's absolutely brilliant for them. Liverpool not going to be in Europe next year at all.
I know.
That's like unthinkable, isn't it, for them? It's like the third time since 2000, because they're not going to finish fifth.
Patrick
now.
Is working on the "Here's What I Did at Work Today" project to show mum and dad. I've never seen him so busy. It's like a blur of action.
I've already been posing with the new five cushions for him. Yeah.
Throw some shapes.
Isn't it every Monday? It's show and tell.
Yes, that's right.
It's like one
what
of
I do at the weekend.
It's cold, isn't it? Yeah.
In here, it's never as cold as
you roast or you freeze.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we having? But what are we talking about today?
I don't know. Let's just stop. Is this recording then?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
It's all happened already.
Oh. Welcome to the boo.
What does that mean?
Good morning, boo.
Well, I think it's like a name, like Twitter, you know, for tweets. People just make these names up. It's an audio boo.
Okay.
So it's like poking someone or going boo, and then they hear some sound. It doesn't make any sense. You want to try to explain it.
So it doesn't actually mean anything.
No, exactly. It doesn't.
It's because the audio is so surprising.
It goes boo.
It's the equivalent of someone going boo, and you're like, ooh.
Do you know what I went to this week? A parents' evening as a parent. And it's really intimidating. You only get 10 minutes to talk about your kids.
I love that. As a parent, as opposed to
as opposed to a
as a celebrity.
Voyeur.
MC.
And you have to, they sit you, right? The teacher was on the adult chair, and we had to sit on the little kids' chairs.
Do they make you do
no,
that?
No, so you really feel kind of, you feel like you're back at school. And we're in that smelly, cheesy-feeted sports hall as well. Mm. You know when they've got the monkey bars and the crash mats?
You know it's not like a job interview, though.
It felt like it.
They don't take your kids away.
I felt like I was slightly. I try to posh up a bit as well in the way you talk and conduct yourself, because you feel really nervous by status, don't you?
Absolutely.
And then yesterday, the bank manager called me on my mobile, right, and just out of the blue, and I did not. I could be bothered to speak to him. I said, "Oh, I'm in the middle of a meeting right now." I wasn't. I was just sat at home watching TV. And then I did the thing. You know when someone's giving you a mobile number and you're not writing it down? There's an art to faking it, and I don't have it because he was going, "It's 07." I was like, 315.
Yeah, no, I've got it. Yeah, do you want to read that back to me?
He said to me, "Have you got that?" And he must have known I was on, because I was going, 192. And he's going like, 515. You don't say it normally. There's an art, because I get really stressed with people when I don't recognise my own number if they don't read it back to me in the pattern that I would give it.
Yeah.
Have you ever given yours and changed the last digit on the
it's
end?
It's always the last digit, isn't it?
My favourite one is like giving my email address out, putting .com instead of .co.uk. Just so you know they're going to get that bounce back.
I think MI5 are recruiting, actually, Lindsay, at the moment.
Right, so that's it then.
Is that the boo over?
I think that's
boo.
The show
prepped.
There you go.
Consider yourself booed.
Half of it, all the ramblings, which are great.
And half of it, you didn't even know what's happening.
No, I've got no idea. If that my live light's not on, I never know what's going on.
Is that why it's called boo?
Yes. It surprises all of us.